welcome back to Church Tech 101. I'm Tim, and today's episode is called The Writing on the Wall. Let's start episode 7. You know, I can remember back in the day when missionaries would come to our church, they would bring their slide projector and there would be a slide presentation. And man, that was multimedia. We were so excited about that. That was the coolest. And today, our youth are not so excited about slide presentations. I just... But technology has come a long way. And today, you know, missionaries will bring a video and just hand you a thumb drive. And good for them, they don't have to carry, like, you know, the slide projector and the stand and even their own screen like the olden days. Things are much more streamlined and nifty, you know. But somebody asked me the other day on social media, How do you pick between TVs and projectors for your auditorium? And I think that's a really good question. Now, I know some of you in the back are raising your hand and you're saying, Tim, what about LED walls? And I'm going to say that we'll talk about that on another episode, but LED walls have their own considerations and installation expenses. And we're going to do a whole episode about that. And so I'm going to talk about LED walls in this one. We're just going to talk about TVs and projectors. So the first thing to think about is cost. So I kind of picked three levels. So, you know, at maybe about $1,000, you could do a good Sony 75-inch TV. Maybe you could do better than that. And then, you know, for a little under $1,000, you could do a ViewSonic projector that is about 3,000 lumens. And in that matchup, I'm going to pick the TV every time, because 3,000 lumens, that's not a very bright projector. And even though it makes a bigger picture, what's going to happen is the TV is just going to look so much brighter and cleaner and clearer that in that situation, the TV is going to win. So I went up to about the $2,000 range. You could do 85-inch Samsungs for about $2,000 a piece. Maybe you could find them cheaper, but I always go with a good quality TV. One of the things that really scares me is the cheap TVs like Hisense, TCL. Those are all Chinese-built brands and Chinese-owned brands, and the quality just isn't there. So that's why you see them at places like Walmart. So stick with a name brand TV, Sony, Vizio, Panasonic, Samsung. There's another one, but I can't think of it off the top. LG is fine too. Yeah, LG is a good one. But stay away from things like Westinghouse. Oh dear. And obviously it's not the same company that it used to be. Stay away from the Hisense and the TCL and some of those brands. I just talked to somebody the other day who had a three-year-old Hisense, it's a 65-inch, and they turned it on one morning, and it was just flashing crazily, and nothing they did would fix it, and they had to go buy another one. So it's worth buying a good TV, so that's why you'll see these prices. But anyway, back to the $2,000. Man, we've gone down the rabbit trail. So you could get a really good 85-inch for about $2,000. You could do a 5,200 lumen Panasonic projector for about $2,000. You could do a 150-inch screen pretty easily with that. Still, 5,200 lumens is pretty good. If your room is not super bright with lots of natural light or light fixtures like candelabras that sort of spray light everywhere, the projector might win that one. And then let's go up to, like, I just went to the biggest TV I could see, which is Samsung has a 98-inch. It's $7,000. For $6,500, you can buy an 8,000 lumen Sony laser that would do a 200 to 300 inch image, no problem. For me, the Sony's going to win that. And then once you get over 100 inches, really there's not a TV option anymore. And so the bigger you get, the better bang for your buck projection is going to be. And so with projectors, what you're really looking at is lumens. And what you're going to find is in the budget range of projectors, they just don't have the lumens. And that's just how bright is the light. Now, when you think about that, the reason that brightness of the projector matters is because it has to shine out, hit the screen or the wall, and reflect back to your eye. And so if you've ever accidentally looked into a projector, it seems super bright, but that's because it's shining directly in your eye. But in a real life situation, it's shining on the screen and then bouncing back to your eye. And this is almost also my pitch for a good screen material, because good screen materials have additional gain in them. So they don't just reflect like a regular flat paint or something. They have a certain amount of added reflection because of how the material is made. And so putting up a screen material is important to get the most reflection out of your projected image. Now, TVs, of course, are just shining directly into your eye because they are the light source. So it emanates and goes straight to your eye, and you don't lose any of that in the bounce. And so that's why they appear brighter and work well in really bright rooms. So speaking of that, let's talk about lighting. I think that it is one of the things that people don't consider when they're putting up a projection screen. Because that projection screen doesn't just reflect the projected light from the projector, it reflects any other light that's in your auditorium as well. So if you put up a projector screen, but you have a bunch of windows on the side, and you know the sun comes pouring in on a super sunny day, all that reflected light is also bouncing off your projection screen. So your projector has to be bright enough to overcome the natural light in your auditorium. And the same thing, if you have a lot of light fixtures in your auditorium where there are exposed bulbs, so there's no shade around them or anything, they're just an exposed bulb that could be decorative or whatever, that light just kind of sprays out in all directions, and that's going to reflect off your projector screen as well. So that is something to think about. I know a lot of churches are switching to some type of a can light or some type of LED fixture that tends to shine down on the floor more than it does spray light around the room. And that is preference. If you like your room to be nice and bright, no problem, but just pick a solution that is going to overcome the brightness of your room in when people are trying to look at it, if that makes sense. Now, here's something, and this is kind of what I call I used to call it the cardboard test, but now I call it the painter's tape test. And that is, if you're thinking about, you know, where are we going to put displays if we change out what we have now, get measurements of the display you're thinking about. Go buy a roll of painter's tape at Home Depot or whatever, and then get your measuring tape out and your ladder and tape it out on your wall. Because where you put your TVs and that sort of thing, it's going to matter. And, you know, if you're putting them on the platform, on the back wall of the platform, you need to make sure that they're high enough that people walking around on the platform or the choir walking up to sing a special isn't going to put heads in your display. And so that's all something you can test by putting up some painter's tape and just kind of walking around your room and seeing what are all the angles. Can everyone see the display from where we want to put it? And that kind of thing. So I like to do that because it gives me a visual. In some situations, you'll find that you could also build like a false wall if you need to. I did a church in Virginia where it's sort of the configuration of the room is that it's a square room, but the platform and the stage is in one corner of it. And I've seen a couple of churches do this. And then the seating just kind of goes out. It's kind of like a fake fan shape auditorium. That's what I call it. And so they didn't really have a good place to hang the two TVs. They were going from the center screen to the two TVs. But something that they did, because they were very handy and had a good crew of guys who could just build about anything, they started looking at it and they thought, well, you know, we could put in a couple of walls here on the left or right of the platform. There's some space that we're not using that would be great places to mount our TVs. And so that's what they did. They just added some walls to create space. And so that's something to think about. If you don't have space, can you do something construction-wise to add space or to get the location that you need for those displays? So that's good. TVs really are a great option. And I am doing more and more of them, especially in rooms that I think are generally less than 60 feet deep. And if you pick a big enough size, that's great. I'll go on a little rant here. I have two rants. Ready? Rant activated. Number one is, and please, graphic design people, don't hate me, okay? You have a lot of real estate to put up words. The primary purpose of the display is for people to be able to see the words. Yes, I understand. You like your little tiny thin script font, and it looked awesome on your iMac in your office. Go put it up on your display in the auditorium and see if you can read it in the back row. And this is from a tech guy perspective. I get that. But what is the point of all your work and labor to build this if people can't actually read it? And I've seen this happen too, because sometimes the color is not the same as the screen you built it on, or the light levels in the auditorium really wash out some type of graphic that you built. So please, 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 please go and put it up in the auditorium before Sunday and see what it looks like. Rant number two. Oh yes, we're on more rants. People ask me all the time, Tim, do I need 4K projectors? Now, it's kind of a moot point with TVs because at this point they're all 4K. But I don't see any reason to run your slides and media and all that in 4K. Now, let me read a statistic. For people who are trying to tell, for the human eye to tell the difference between 4K and 1080p on a 98-inch display, you would have to sit closer than 12 and a half to 8 feet from the display. If you're further away than 12 and a half feet on a 98-inch display, the human eye cannot discern between 1080 and 4K. Now, that'll get, as projectors get bigger and bigger, that'll get more, the numbers will go up there. But even with a big screen, maybe 200 inches, a lot of your congregation isn't going to be able to tell. And right now, the price difference between a 1080 projector and a 4K projector is going to be quite a bit. Because projectors aren't like TVs. They are more expensive when you get up into the 4K range. And this is simply because that light is shining through a tiny, tiny display inside the projector. And it's really easy for TV manufacturers to build 55-inch 4K displays. But it's really expensive for projector manufacturers to build little tiny 4K displays that look really good. And so when you're looking at projectors and you go, do I need to go 4K? In most cases, the answer is going to be no. 1080p is going to look fantastic. I wouldn't go lower than 1080. I think 1080 is kind of a good sweet spot. And you're going to save money on the projector. You're going to save money on the ways to get the video to your projector or distribute the video to your projector, because you got to remember 4K is four times the bandwidth. And so you're going to have to buy extender equipment that's 4K compatible and that works over the distance that you need it to from your booth to your display and that kind of thing. So I think it's important to look at that and make a judgment call. In most cases, you're just not going to need to run 4K if you're looking at projectors. Wow, I know that's a lot. I hope that wasn't like drinking from a fire hose too much, but I hope it was helpful and gave you some things to think about when you're looking at what you can do. TVs versus projectors, the writing on the wall. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.